Hallelujah. It still works.
Still works.
The bread still works. Yes, Lord. I could really just say, okay, let's go home. And we have enjoyed the worship. Thank you. Yeah. It's hot up in here. Is it hot up in here? Give God some praise. Can you please? If the blood works, then the word works. If the word works, then prayer works. God is still in the blessing business. If you believe that, give God some praise in the house. If you believe that, give God some praise in your house. Glory, 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 glory. We are in the midst of the series, Living a Life of Faith That God Blesses. God wants to bless us more than we're willing to be blessed. We are in partnership with Him, and I am beginning to realize that we control how much God can bless us. God has, the devil has made us misconstrue the intent and the attitude of God towards us. Our aspect, our vision of God is messed up in most of our minds. We think that God, as Satan lied to Adam and Eve, is holding back on us. And if you think that, what happens is you go about trying to bless yourself. Allow us to use the two Adams as Jesus is Adam in Matthew chapter 4 and compare it to Genesis chapter 3. Lord, touch now. Lord, increase now. Lord, take over even now. Allow me to read Matthew 4:11 in our hearing, then we'll keep walking in this. And Jesus was led up to by the Spirit. Go back to chapter, verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted. To be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards, he was hungry. Watch this. He was in need. Now, when the tempter, the devil, that deceiver, that snake, that dragon, that serpent came to him and said, "You are the Son of God. Command these stones to become bread." He said, "Do it yourself. You in need. Don't wait on God the Father. You are able to do this yourself." But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Well, I said, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of my Father, you can sit down, you can sit down, you can sit down. What Jesus is saying at this point is, my Father haven't told me to. I'm waiting, I'm under authority. I don't make a move unless the Father tells me to. You trying to get me to come out from under authority, but my power source. where I get my strength from is staying and doing what he leads me to do and save me to do. Listen, the blood hasn't lost its power. He says, you know, it, my power, my power source proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word of God is our power. The word of God is our source. God's not blessing your agenda. He's not blessing my agenda. He's blessing his agenda. And what I realize is that when we place ourselves under his agenda, under his will, that there is a sustaining power that keeps us when it looks like things are bad. Have you ever been to the place where you know you're going through this, you in it bad, you under spiritual attack, but yet you didn't feel the heat of it? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know you should have been pulling out your hair if you got any hair, and if you don't have any hair, you should have been scratching your head till it was bleeding, but somehow or another, though you knew what was going on, God was able to keep you cool and calm, and he kept on speaking to you in your spirit that everything is going to be all right. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Do I have any witnesses in the house that you know you didn't keep yourself? Some of y'all are in this right now. You know if God didn't have his hands on you, you will lose your mind. But our God is a but God. Let's move on. He says that then the devil took him up on a high city to the pinnacle of the temple. You gotta understand, you are only tempted by a need or desire. Jesus' desire is for his people, the Jewish people, to know him as the Messiah. He came to save them. He came to save us. So this pinnacle is the temple that is built in the rock of a mountain. And if Jesus would have jumped down, the devil's quoting scripture now. He said, it is written that if you fall, if you stump your foot on a rock before you hit the ground, God the Father would dispatch angels that would catch you before you hit the ground. And this is what he's saying. He said, if you jump, the angels will catch you. And according to God's word, you will float down. And they will see you floating like a feather. You will float and then stand in front of them. He said, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the Jews will have no other choice but to admit you are him. Look what he's saying. Go through the cross. Go through pain. Go through suffering. Wait. You can have what you want right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Has the devil told you that? Is the devil telling you don't wait on God? It's been too long. It hurts too bad. God done forgotten you. The testing of our faith is in the wait. Let me say this again. The testing of our faith is in the wait. If we can't wait on God, then we have failed the test because we don't trust God.
Amen.
The stretching of our faith is that, are we going to trust, number one, the character of God, the love of God? Do we believe that he's good and that he is for us? And these are things we got to make concrete in our belief system, that the character of God, he is good. Say that with me. He is good. Watch this. Secondly, you got to know that he loves you. Say, he loves me. You got to know his intent for every one of us, his purpose for every one of us is good. How can I say this? Even though we may not understand why he's taking us the long route around, the most important thing we carry is our faith in him. And the devil looks at any way he can to attack our faith, to make us doubt, to make us move out from under authority so that he can bring attacks on us and we not be covered. He did this in Genesis with Adam and Eve. The test he gave them was threefold. The fruit looked good and desirable. The fruit was going to make them like God. They would be able to become more than what they were without God and by their own strength. That's ego.
Yeah.
The three points that we are all attacked at root level is the lust of the flesh. That's desire. That's gratification. That gonna make me happy. That everybody want to be happy. Why can't I be happy, Lord? If you give me that, I'll be happy, Lord. Really? Did it work? Lust of the eye, if I could just get that house, that car, that.
Watch out.
And then what's this? And then it's the ego. I'll be better than everybody else. Some of us, if we became boss of anything, it'd be a bad day. Lord have mercy. Unless you know how to walk in being broken with God, we can't handle being blessed. The next level, as we press in to get blessed, to get higher favor. Listen, favor and the next level of glory is not arbitrary. How can I say this? The anointing and a higher level of favor is going to cost you. That, you know what? The devil's not my biggest problem. You know who my biggest problem? Tracy. You know who your biggest problem? You. Why? Because we don't have to react to the people or thing around us. You don't give nobody that type of power. Adam and Eve fell for a lie instead of trust. Listen, and God was walking with them every day, came down in the cool of the day. Everything was provided. The goodness of God was all around them, and they could not see it. May I ask you a question? Why do we always want more? Richest nation on the face of the earth. Most of us are more rich than the people in the third world country and all of that. To most of the world, we are rich, but we're looking at those that have more. And when you look at people that got more, you become dissatisfied with what you have. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having more if God blesses you with more. But many times God can't give us more because we want the more than we want God. It's not about wanting more, it's about who you want more. Who you chasing? Who we pressing into? God don't mind blessing us, but the question is, he wants to bless us with himself. I was listening to a song this morning, and it says, if I remember the words right, it says, I don't want silver and gold, give me Jesus. Because I have learned that he's the best thing. Jesus got it right, and he's showing us. The devil said, okay, if that don't get you, let me take you to the next level. There's always a higher level of testing. There's always a bigger devil. There's always, with a greater anointing, with greater glory, there's a higher testing. But watch this, the testing is an opportunity to grow stronger. I hate going through tests. I hate when they go, but I recognize that in it, God has allowed it because he wants to take us to the next level. When things come against you, instead of saying, why me? We need to say, what, Lord? Well, what do you want me to learn from this? Lord, what is this about? Lord, where are you trying to make me stronger? Lord, what are you trying to get me to learn? Lord, what are you trying to make me grow up? So allow me not to see the trouble that's coming my way, but allow me to see it as an opportunity to prove to you I trust you, even though I don't understand what, why, or anything else. Lord, in this hurt, let me recognize it is a test. Yes, sir. Lord, you are sovereign, and which means that nothing comes our way unless he has allowed it. There's some things we did it because we was out of position. And even if we mess up and be out of position, God will give grace if we just come back to him. We are not living life arbitrarily. We're living life to learn how to be like his children, to learn how good he is. This is not religion, this is relationship. I love Exodus 33. Here Moses is, he's leading all these stiff-necked, hard-headed, complaining to over 2 million people. And with all his training, he has come to the place of brokenness. And he's standing on the mountain with God and said, Lord, you've told me where to go, but you didn't tell me who's going with me. Lord, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go. You know what? How smart he was. Amen. Right. We got to get to the place that if God is in, if God's not in it, I don't want to do it. Amen. If God hasn't led you there, you stay away from it. You know, what we do? God says no, and we say yes. Then when God don't say no because he kept trying to keep something good from you, he's trying to keep you out of harm's way. If God knows the end from the beginning, don't you think he knows more than you know? More than what I know? If God knows everything, don't you think we can trust him? I think that many times the devil, just that temptation, he says to Jesus, he says, okay, took him up on the high mountain. And watch this. He shows him the glory of all the kingdoms of the world. You read this in Matthew, but you also find it in Luke. And in Luke, he says this, all this was given to me. My first question is, how in the heck did the devil get it? Then I remember what Adam did. Adam came up from under authority of God and put himself under the influence of the devil. And he gave what was his by right, and he gave it to the devil. Said, now you're wrong. Well, look at Jesus when he's getting ready to go to the cross and he's in the garden and he said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has no power over me. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 2. It says, he's the prince of the power of the air, that the children of this world are following his course and they're under his influence. My brothers and sisters, did you know you choose? Did you know I choose? Listen to what he says in Deuteronomy 30. He says, this day I set before you blessing and curse. He said, choose. Then he goes this far. God actually says, choose blessing. He said, what I asked you to do is not that difficult. I made it so that you can reach it. And I got grace to cover you if you just set your heart towards me. Yeah. I'm not looking for you to dot every I, to cross every T, because I'm looking at the direction of your heart. And when you miss it, my grace got you covered. Because all I want is your heart towards me. And if your heart is towards me, I'll take care of the rest. Yeah. You know, God has a GPS system that if you miss it, the Holy Spirit will get you back in line. Amen. Hasn't he done it? Won't he convict you? Won't he guide you back? Won't he get you back in alignment? Because God wants us to walk in our blessing more than we want to walk in our blessing. Here, Adam and Eve, because they would not listen, got kicked out of their place where they were supposed to be. Lost everything. Simply because, watch this, they said we can do it without God. You know, that strikes me at core level. Boom, boom. You know why? That's where I used to live. How about you? We go about, well, I don't need God yet. I'm doing it my way. I know what I'm doing. It's when we don't operate under submission, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all Proverbs 3, in all your ways, not just a knowledge, but submit to God. That means that before you make a move, you ought to be praying about it. Prayer ought to be our, I know I was going to say second language, prayer ought to be our first language. We ought to be bilingual. First language is prayer. Because we got to come to the place that we recognize we need his direction. If Jesus put himself under, let me watch this. Here is the first miracle, and they're at the wedding of Cana, and the devil uses Jesus' mom. Y'all put some pot, put water in it. I know they're out of wine, and Jesus is going to take care of it. And Jesus said, woman? It wasn't about his relationship with her. It was that God the Father had not told him to do this, because he does not use his power arbitrarily of obedience to God the Father. He don't care who it is. Isaiah 50, I don't know if I gave this to them back there or not. Isaiah 54 and 7, listen to this. See, is that it? No, they haven't caught up with me yet, but that's okay. Listen to this. This is a messianic prophecy that is written 700 years before the coming of Christ. Isaiah 50, verse 4, he said, and the sovereign God has given me his words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary. Listen to what Jesus is saying. I'm not speaking of my own words. God the Father is giving me the words that I'm speaking. Yeah. Let's go on. He said, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he awakes in me and open my understanding to his will. Let's go on. Next verse. He said, and the sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have, listen to this, listen. When we set ourselves to listen to God, we hear more. Stay there. I'm going to go someplace else. Mark 4:24 says this. He says, have eyes to see, have ears to hear. And he said, to the measure, to the importance that you hear my word, to the measure that you give of how important that you're hearing my word, reading my word, is what I will give back to you. To the attention, to how you yield. And he says this, he said, to those who don't have nothing, and what he's saying is, you don't have nothing because you're not looking for nothing from me, even the little bit you got will be taken away. He said, if you don't see that my word, that my way, that my love is important, if you don't give value to it, if you are determined to go your own way. He said, I'll let you. I hear people say all the time, why did God harden Pharaoh's heart? I said, did he? Oh, yeah. He hardened his heart. That is after Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Five times, it says Pharaoh had the opportunity to repent and see that this was God. Five times, he came back, and scripture said, Pharaoh, heart in his own heart. I remember doing that. I remember shaking him off. I remember saying, I want my way. And the more I shook off, I took another step in the darkness. Amen. Amen. I became more, how can I say this? I told you I walked into the 10th grade off of 11 volumes and 151 Puerto Rican rum. I didn't get there overnight. Every round went a little bit higher. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, you know what? Black hash was it. Y'all don't even know what black hash she is. It was levels. It was levels. Did not start there. But that's with any level of rebellion. Watch this. Then when you start listening, he'll give you more. The more you seek him, he'll give you more. Psalms 34 said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let me explain that. When you are obedient, even when you don't want to be obedient, but you do it in faith, when you take that step in faith, the blessing of God will so bless the obedience that you won't miss what you think you lost. Let me speak to this side. God blesses obedience, and in the obedience, even in difficult times, if you just stand there and trust him and wait on him, won't God give you grace? Won't he give you peace? Won't he give you mercy? Won't God supply your lack? I don't know how he does this. He'll supply your lack without giving you what you think you need, but he'll give you himself, and it makes all the difference in the world. I would not trade my Jesus for anything in this world. He's the best thing that could ever happen to you. Why? Because you have to have a made up mind. I'm gonna trust you even if I don't like it. I'm gonna trust you even if I don't understand. I might have to cry all night, but I trust you better than I trust myself. And there's nobody else to run to. And I have already tasted that you are good. And I just believe. The bottom line is this.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, I'm all in.
Yes, he did.
Adam and Eve said, we're going to do us. That's a wrestle. That's a fight. That's Jacob in trouble. And he's not slick enough to get out of trouble. That's Jacob who has come to the end of himself. And here he's on the mountain, and he's there all by himself. And God will separate everybody from you. And he'll come in, and you start wrestling all night long. I do give Jacob credit. He would not let go. He would not let go until you bless me. Did you know that we're in that type of situation? Because I hear the Lord say, he said, I will hear you, I will answer you when you seek me with all of your heart. He said, I'm going to test your heart to see if you really want me. I want to see how bad you want me. Are you going to settle for something less than me? So I'm going to wait until you have holding on to me and all you got is me. And you recognize that all you got is me. And you're willing to give up everything else and hold on to me. And then I'm going to show up and bless your socks off with your shoes on. Then you're going to recognize you made the right decision because I'm the blesser. I'm the way maker. I'm your satisfaction. I'm the only way that can satisfy you at heart level. It's him. It's him. I got a question over there. Why does it take us so long to get it? I think it shows the total depravity, the old nature that is in us that fights. Look what this says about Jesus. The sovereign God has spoken to me, and I listen, and I have not rebelled or turned away. You know why Jesus can be our Savior? Because he did not rebel or turn away. You know why you need a Savior? Because we have turned, we have rebelled and turned away from a holy God. You know why there had to be a second Adam? Because the first Adam rebelled and turned away. I had a friend that was a Muslim, and he started saying, Tracy, why is it that Christians don't like Muslims? Why y'all hate us? I said, I don't hate you. He said, well, we do this, we do this, we do this, we pray 5 times a day. And I said, the problem is this. You a sinner just like I am. What answer do you have for your sins? He started talking about his works. I said, no. You have already sinned. I know you. We grew up together. You a sinner. I'm a sinner. What answer, what covering do you have for your sins? He stood there, and he recognized that the problem wasn't trying to be good enough. The problem is, we are sinners, and a holy God has to judge sin, and we are in need of a Savior. This is written over 700 years ago, and it prophesies about Jesus being the only one that is born of a woman but not of man, because he's the Son of God, and he said, I have never rebelled. I have never turned away. I stayed up under your covering. I did exactly what you told me to do. I'm not doing it for me, but I'm doing it for them. So make me your sacrifice. Pour out your wrath on me. Isaiah 53 said that God bruised him, God chastised him, and God the Father became satisfied. You know what that's saying? I wish I had a cup. I got a cup. The cup is bigger than this. God piled up all the sins of humanity, and he held it. Instead of judging us, he held it till Christ came. Then on the cross, when it was dark, God the Father began to pour every drip, drop, drop, drip of his judgment and wrath on him. On him. Say, on him. On him. On him. On him. so that he wouldn't have to pour it out on you. My question is today, are you covered by the blood? My question today, do you believe in the power of the blood? My question today, are you hidden in Christ so that the judgment of God the Father don't have to hit you, but the blessing of God can be ours as we choose to walk in obedience? I don't know about you. I done missed too much. I'm not planning to miss no more of what God has for me. We control how much. We control the next level of glory. We control the next level of anointing. Will it cost you? It will cost you dying to yourself. That's not easy. It's hard to die to self. That if you let him, if you let him, but it'd be the best thing that ever happened. Watch it. He won't feel my hands, and my hands already full. He won't feel my heart, and my heart's already full. He will fill the wounds I let him have. But if I don't open up the door. You hear that? I believe God's knocking on all of our hearts. I believe God is saying, if you give this to me, I'll take the hurt away. If you forgive, I'll take it away. If you trust me with it, I'll do more with it than you ever could. It's him, if we let him in. I don't know where you are today. I got ministers, I got preachers up here. And I think he's knocking. For some of us, he's been knocking. You may be a Christian and he's still. You know what I found out? You don't have to tell somebody where God is. We know. We may be trying to deceive ourselves, but if you ask him, he'll show you. Typically, it's when you go down in prayer and that subject matter keeps coming back up. God, and you try to pray around it, but it keeps coming back up. And what I learned is God won't move from the area he's asking you to give him. Deal with it. You got to deal with you. And God will deal with you in love. God will deal with you with grace. But if we're going to experience a greater level of healing, a greater level of power, a greater level of anointing, aren't you tired of being ineffective? Aren't you tired of everything stealing your joy? Ain't you tired of not walking in the peace of the Lord and it can be yours no matter what the devil throw at you? That there's a level of peace that it's like, don't you want the anointing and God to visit you and his presence overtake you and you know that he loves you? The benefits of God being Lord of our life is better than anything the world could ever give you. I want somebody to know today, he's real. He's real. He's so real. As the musicians play, if God is calling you just for prayer, if you're out of fellowship with him, because the devil has deceived you. If you need to be part of a church and God is calling you here, come on. Whatever God is saying to you, if he's pulling you from where you are to where you need to be, you may just need prayer for healing. Come on. Come on. I love the fact that people are gathering, touching hands. Hallelujah. 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 The presence of the Lord is here. Reach up.